So yes, the 8380 monitoring.
Go ahead, you got WRWB 49. Whatever that was there, you're barely making it in to the Detroit repeater.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WSHM 738, you got a copy, this is WRWB 49.
Yeah, I could tell you're on your mobile there. It sounds different. Good audio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, everyone says this one sounds better, well, obviously. I mean, it's got more watts.
Well, that's it. So, yeah, well, that means that's signal into the repeater, right? So, I mean, you do fine on the HD. The problem is the audio. So, that's the difference I'm citing. Not because of a weak signal, you're plenty strong on the other radio normally, it's just your audio is terrible on the other one, it's too light. This one is good. Good audio.
Copy that.
It's got a nice tone. It's got the right level. It's good.
This is the one that's got the built-in fan. I know other people that have had the, they got the, what's that one? The DB20G or whatever. They've been having issues with them. They overheat.
Yeah, but I heard they only overheat when you're on it all day. That's what I heard.
Was reading forums and people were saying, yeah, if you do talk long-winded, it will overheat and cause things to malfunction.
That's what I would tell you with any of these Chinese radios, these imports. I would definitely run the minimum power necessary, right? So if you're on top of the repeater, there's no sense of running high power. So I would throttle it back. It probably gives the radio longevity. Just my personal viewpoint.
What I do on this one, I don't I mean, there's no point. I mean, where I'm at, I mean, I'm like almost on top of it. So there's, you're right, there's no point of, you know, putting out the full potential.
Once you're saturating the receiver, more power doesn't do you anything except burn energy and be a little harder on the radio. So hey, even Yaesu had problems with a few radios they made the last few years with cheap China type outputs. You know, they were burning them up, couldn't run them on high power. So it's like, what's the point, right? It's shameful when a lead manufacturer, one of the big three, as I call them, Kenwood, Icon, Yaesu, you know, put inferior parts in radios that burn up. It's terrible.
They don't make them like they used to. I remember Gene had that, it was a standard Horizon, just an HT, and that thing was beat to hell. I mean, it literally was held together with rubber bands and tape towards the end because he kept dropping it all the time, and that thing still wouldn't die. It just would not die.
Of course, they made ham radios too, and they actually made a couple for Heathkit and put Heathkit's name on them. I think there was a mobile. I have one. I think there were two different versions of it, a higher power and lower power one. I have the lower power one, but then they made an HT under Heathkit's badging.
Okay. Yeah, I presume, you know, standard is good stuff. I mean, they make a lot of marine radio equipment.
Yeah, I forget when they came onto the scene in ham radio, but it was, late 80s, early 90s, I forget, but anyways, I'm not sure they're doing anything in that department now, but I don't know.
But last time I was at West Marine, they had a full line of marine radios with built-in GPS.
Yeah, I'm speaking of ham radios, though. I was targeting a particular market. I'm not sure Standard's doing anything in that realm. They may be. I'm just unaware of it.
I know Icon, they've jumped into the marine radio circuit.
Well, they've been for quite a while. They make a different marine radio, too, for sideband marine radio in the HF spectrum, right, so, yep, yeah, they're into it, right, so.
I see they got one, too, that's got a touch screen and built-in GPS and all kinds of bells and whistles.
Yep, well, if they can sell them, they're going to make them. If you were a boat owner and you were a ham, it'd be pretty cool to have a ICOM marine radio for sure.
I want to say it was like a 5 or 7 inch touchscreen display.
Yeah, it could be. I wouldn't know. I'd pay attention to that stuff, but I know they're into it. I know they make a few. All right, what time's quitting time for you today?
Probably going to be around 1 o'clock today.
Oh, man, that's like working a half a day for you compared to what you're used to. That's a good thing on a Friday.
And I'll still get paid for the full, you know, hours, but I can leave early if I want to, but still get paid.
Well, I'm just talking about having the time off on a Friday. It's perfect. Early afternoon? Sign me up.
I'll be off tomorrow. I'm going to the St. Andrews Island Festival there in Livonia.
Oh, what's going on in Livonia?
St. Andrew's Highland Fest, you know, Scottish festival. I go to that every year with my family.
Oh, okay. I'm not really aware of it, but hey, weather's going to be beautiful, so why not? The 80 degrees Saturday and no humidity. Couldn't ask for anything better. And a sky full of sun. I hope I didn't jinx it for you.
No, it'll be all right. You are WBA.
All right, very good. Well, I imagine you're getting close, huh?
Double, what's that?
I said I figure you're getting close, yeah?
Halfway there, just going over the Joy Boulevard hump here at 94.
So I do see some things from that mobile now that I'm listening to it, because I haven't really heard it. So this is the first day that I can actually say I've heard it in a mobile atmosphere. So it almost appears like your audio may be a little hot. Boy, it's picking up a lot of background as you're up to speed on the freeway.
That could be. I'd never adjust the audio on this thing.
Yeah, you may want to step it down a couple of notches, you know, and try that if there's that radio has that control. I don't know.
I do believe so. I have to look in the manual, but I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, so if it's a scale from 1 to 10, you may want to try bumping it down 2 notches. You may have to go 3, just depending, right? It's going to be a trial and error thing. But, yeah, there's a lot of background road noise. I hear it. I should have thought I heard somebody, a motorcycle or a loud exhaust vehicle there, a transmission or two ago. So, yeah, you want to taper that down a bit.
There was a Mustang in front of me that had a hanging exhaust that kept, sparking every time they hit a bump.
Well, then keep the audio up. We definitely want to hear when those vehicles are near. Now, are your windows up or down?
Windows are up.
You're definitely going to want to knock that down. Or 3 notches and give it a try. So, yeah, obviously not right now you're driving, but you know, next time around or something when you get parked and you got a few minutes, figure out where that menu is and bump that thing down. WSHM 738.
I'll get to that. WRWB 49. That'll be one of the things I'll look at today.
Just figured I'd mention it. Go the right direction, that thing would be sounding really good. All right, well, I'm getting close, Mike, so I'll catch you later. Have a good day, and enjoy your early afternoon get-off time. We'll see you later. WRWB 489, WSHM 738. I'll be listening out.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, motor muttering, and a happy Friday to all this bright morning.
What's going on? You got WRWB 49.
Good morning, WRWB. Happy Friday. On my way to work.
Same here. You know, I never did catch it personal. You know, mine's Mike, India, Kilo Echo.
WSGG 772, this is Paul.
That's a call sign. That's in my head, but I just never got the personal.
Yeah, I don't have a really good memory, but I'm trying, I'm working on it. I'm new on this. I've been doing it for about 3 months now.
I copy that. Yeah, I've been out here for about maybe 2.5 years.
I'll copy that. Yeah, a friend of mine got me into this GMRS. He's ham radio operator, and he's got the GMRS, and he talked me into it. I used to be in the CBs back in the 70s.
Yeah, I know all about that, too. I just don't talk about it here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun back in the 70s. Made some new friends with it, too.
Yeah, copy that, I do.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me right now. I'm down in a gully over by Yates Cider Mill.
It's just fine. Yep, I know where you're right where you're at. The old Avon Township train station.
Yeah, I drive by Yates Cider Mills twice a day, Monday through Friday, and when they get them donuts going, oh, just want to stop in there and get a couple dozen and a gallon of cider. Their cider is one of the best.
Got some pretty good cider and donuts, I will say that.
There's another good cider made in Michigan. It's called Addie's. Hollywood Market sells it.
Okay, I haven't been to Hollywood in a while. They still got that Hollywood there in, what is that, Shelby or Utica?
That is now a gem. The only Hollywood Market I know in existence is Rochester Road in Tinkin in Rochester. And I think I heard that one's closing up, too. I like Hollywood Market.
Okay, yep, that one. And then you got the other one over there. One over there at, what is that, in Troy. Used to be an old Farmer Jack.
Yeah, copy that. I forgot about that one.
Royal Oak, WSTU 844.
Well, thank you for that.
Who would know since you're a vendor?
It's been years since I've been out that way, but yeah, I still have coworkers that service it.
I copy that. I figured you would know, so you're the guy that is a vendor.
Mr. Roger, well, you guys have a great day. I'll sit outside of WSTU 844.
Yeah, I reached my destination here, so you all have a great, happy Friday, and be safe, and we'll get back with you later. I'm off. WSGG 772, clear on your final.
We'll catch you guys later. I'm leaving here too as well. I just pulled into my destination. So with that being said, have a good day. This is WRWB 49. We'll be clear.
Hey,
Lake City.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WRON 813, anyone got a copy?
I got you 813, this is WSID 817, how you doing this morning?
Not bad, sir, just got to work. I'm on my mobile, I was just double checking to see if I could get anything out of this building. Appreciate you.
Yep, copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. Hope you're having a good morning, and maybe we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. WRON 813, clear.
WSID 628 mobile monitoring.
Good morning. Are you 850?
Good morning. This is WSID 628. My name is Sam, and we're over near Gaines Township.
Right, Sam. Name here is Sean. I'm in Mount Clemens, and you'll have to tell me where Gaines Township is because I'm not familiar.
It's a little bit to the west and south of Flint.
Okay. Over that away. Very good. So I assume you're on the Flint repeater.
That's correct.
Very good. I'm just heading into work here. Got about a minute to go. Just turning onto the street, final approach. But I thought I'd say good morning. This is the first contact with anyone I've had all morning. Got a few radios in here. So that'll be my drive time radio.
Same here, I'm on my way to work, and first contact, relatively new to this, so we're just kind of trying things out, getting my feet wet, and have a great day, and probably catch you another time.
Sam, well, the radio sounds good. I don't know what you're on, but or how far exactly you are from the repeater you're on, but it sounds really good. So getting the job done. I'm not terribly far from the repeater I'm on, so I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, and I'm in Mount Clemens, so not a very big town. All right, catch you later. Have fun at work, and TGIF, WRUU 850.
Sounds good. We'll talk later, and this is WSIG 628. We'll be clear monitoring.
WRCP 544, WSCU 202.
202, WRCP 544, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Bob. It's getting pretty chilly up there this time.
Currently sitting at 56 degrees. Winds out of the north northwest.
Yeah, that's about what we woke up to up down here, that's for sure, man. I hope you and yours are doing all right.
Just He's still here, brother. Running the dogs around the property. He's just sitting down enjoying the coffee and the news, Roger.
All right, Bob, I was just waving a hand. I heard you in there yesterday. WSDU 202 will be clear as your final.
Roger that, 202. We appreciate the wave. You and yours be safe and have a safe weekend. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear. Monitor your frequency.
Good morning, 544. Now to WSFT 902. Just saying good morning. Hope you're having a fabulous day.
WRZT 544, right back at you there. Enjoy your weekend and be safe out there.
You too, brother.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Good morning, 448. WRZT 544. How are you this morning, Kirk?
Two days in a row. Wow. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just waking up, starting my day. Got an 11 o'clock doctor's appointment. Little bit of shopping to do, and then I come home and enjoy the rest of the day. And it looks like it's going to be a beauty.
Look at that, my friend. Staring down at 60 degrees currently. Iowa 76 today, and a lot of Canadian smoke again today. And much like yourself, walked the dogs around the property there and enjoying a cup of coffee, reading some news here on the old teleprompter. And the bank weather, I'm going to cut grass today. Roger.
Copy that. Hey, I like that teleprompter. I got to start using that if I may. That's pretty good. It's like 55 outside here right now, so a degree or two cooler, it sounds like. But, yesterday the air was a little thick with that smoke as well in my locale.
Roger that. NWS is going to hang around here for the next couple of days. But it is what it is. So roger that, my friend. Well, I hope your mother-in-law is doing better. And hope things go well at your doctor's appointment, Kirk. As always, a pleasure to have you in my home and my receipt, my friend. You be safe. Enjoy your weekend. We'll do it again. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear. Monitoring on your final serve.
As always, man, it's great to talk with you. I wanted to pop in on you guys yesterday afternoon. I'm putting a new radio in the truck, and I'm having a problem unlocking it to hit the repeater. So I heard you yesterday. Again, always a pleasure to speak with you, Bob. I will be in touch. This is Kurt. WRPB 448 Groveland Township, and I'd like to call my place Fort Freedom, and I'm monitoring.
WRMZ 653, how about at Kurt in Groveland Township?
WRPB 448, this is Kirk. Go ahead, 653.
Hey, Kirk. My name's Rob out here in Ghost Point. I heard you yesterday, and I didn't say anything, but I grew up out there in Ortonville.
Boy, I'm sorry. You cut out on that on the end of that last transmission. Could you please repeat?
Yep, just waving a hand. Just wanted to say hi. I heard you guys yesterday, and I grew up out there in Ortonville, and my mom still lives out there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm right in between Holly and Ortonville, as you probably know. I had worked at that Ace Hardware there up until recently. The store changed hands, and same boss is not the same as the old boss, however that goes. But, Ortonville I consider kind of like my hometown. I know a lot of the businesses out here and all that. But, yeah, very cool. Where are you at again?
I'm down here in Grosse Pointe Woods now. It's like I-94 and 8 Mile.
Copy that. You're not too far away from Harpo's on, right?
Nope, Harpo's is right down the freeway from us.
Many memories in that building, believe me. So what else is going on? What do you got going on today?
We have friends that grew up on the east side here, and they always tell us stories about Harpo's. But like I said, I grew up out there in Ortonville, so I never made it down to Harpo's. So today is just mowing the lawn and going back to my desk to click my mouse.
Well, I guess there's a lot of this alleged Canadian wildfire smoke in the air, so obviously be careful outside, I definitely pay attention to air quality, something we all share. Like I had said a few minutes ago, speaking with Bob, I got a late day planned. I got a doctor's appointment, and on the way back, hit the hardware store. I think I want a new plant for my bedroom, so I'm going to pick out a new plant today, just because. But anyway, this is WRPB 448 for station identification purposes. Back to you.
Yep, wave a hand. I've been working for a couple days, so relatively new to GMRS, but I come from PB days, so I'm a little bit older. So just wanted to wave a hand after I heard you yesterday, and I should have jumped in and called you, but I didn't. I was sitting at my desk and trying to get some work done and stuff, but glad to hear you again. So just wanted to wave a hand and say hi. WRMZ 653 over here in Grosse Pointe Woods.
You can stand by a minute. I'm going to grab a piece of paper and try to find a pen really quick, and I'd like to write down your info. I usually don't write down a lot of numbers, but, I'm trying to get better at it. So if you could stand by just for a moment. Okay, are you still there? Station 653, are you still there?
WRMZ.
Okay, I copied that, but barely. WRMD 653. Do you got a first person or not?
All right, I'm going to see if I switch repeaters here. I'm just on a little handheld. So how about W Romeo Mike Zulu 653?
So I got Whiskey Romeo Mike Zebra or Zulu?
Have you got it?
653 and first person or not?
Yep, I can go by Rob.
Very good, Rob. Well, I'll tell you what, it's really good to make your acquaintance. welcome to the GMRS community. You'll find everyone out here is really, really cool and helpful. I haven't really met a bad apple out here. It's a completely different experience from the CB. Again, welcome to the community. This is WRPB 448, Kirk, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, and I will be clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Kirk, good to meet you. Have a good day. I'm sure we'll cross paths again. I've been monitoring for a few days here after I finally figured out the whole repeater thing. But I think I have it figured out, and I just have these little handhelds so I can, and I'm right in between the Mount Clemens and the Detroit repeaters, so I can switch back and forth depending on which side of the house I'm on. So anyway, just waving a hand, WRMZ 653, and I am back in monitoring.
Well, real quick, your last transmission sounded awesome, like you were standing right next door to me, if that helps with any feedback for you. Again, pleasure to speak with you. We'll do it again soon. WRPB 448 clear.
Actually, that does help. Antennas, I have, like I said, a little handheld and I have to, those taller antennas, so hopefully that helps out a little bit. So it's good to know. Thank you.
WIGX 218, copy. Station 488, this is WRPB 448, Kirk calling. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Kirk. How are you, sir? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I believe it's been a couple of weeks. I'm doing really well. I hear you on the ham radio every now and then, and heard you just now. Wanted to pop in and say hello and see how your summer's been.
Summer is a beautiful summer. Hot days and all that. In the 90s, I stay away. I'll be inside the house under the air. Cannot be outside on 95 or 99 degree weather. And how's your surgery going?
Well, surgery, a little complicated, but, you know, I'm a little slower on the mend than I planned on being. I've just been relaxing a lot more this summer, taking it easy, and, like yourself, it's pretty hot out, and I don't have any air conditioning, so a box fan is my best friend in this weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You don't have no air condition, no air condition. Sometimes air condition would be a headache. Sometimes you can't sleep under the air all the time. It has to be off. And what I usually do, you know, put it on a high temperature like a 76 or 77. That way it doesn't go on. So that's how it is. Well, good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
All right, this is WRPB 448, Kirk, Groveland Township. Jack, always a pleasure to speak with you. Like Bob says, we'll do it again soon, and you take care. Have a great day. I am clear.
WIGP 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 544, good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob. How are we doing this morning?
System go here at the LZ, brother, and I did get a hold of, Sean got a hold of me. I appreciate you passing that information on, Roger.
For Bob, anytime. Really, anytime for Bob. No problem at all. Well, Bob, it sounds like today is not going to be that hot. It's going to be in here about 72, which is good. A little bit cooler, but at least you can go walk around a little bit, do some exercise outside, and work a little bit more outside. Roger.
Roger that. We're staring down 76 for a high here today, but we've got that Canadian smoke in here heavy for the next couple of days. So that does kind of detail my outdoor activities a bit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Those Canadian fire out there, that's what it did it. I seen it too in here, you know. You can feel it, really, you can feel it. You know, sometimes you cough a couple of times. Says, what the heck is that, you know? And you look around, you know, you see nothing but a little bit of shadow of that smoke coming down.
Roger that. It's definitely noticeable. Heavy haze in the air. You can smell it. You can most definitely smell it. But again, it is what it is, and we'll continue to drive on, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Well, Bob, good talking to you, and good to hear you out there, really. And anything you need, let me know. You know that. I ain't going to say it again. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Do that, Brother Jackson. We got you on the speed dial, my friend. We'll do it again, I'm sure. And if we don't, you have a good and safe weekend. WIUG 544.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRPB 448, station 810, good morning.
Good morning, Kurt, my friend. How are you?
Well, it might be a little early to tell, but so far I am well.
Awesome, I'm glad to hear that. And how's the mother-in-law doing?
Well, the mother-in-law is on day two by herself again in her apartment. My wife's sister flew out 2 days ago, and my wife will be going over there to spend the day with her tomorrow. She's recovering way better with what she's going through, and it's taken me a year and a half to get through what I'm going through, and again, my hat goes off to this lady. She's incredible at 93 years old. I'm just blown away. I didn't think people could bounce back like that. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, at least it's slow coming, but at least there's progress on your end, and yeah, definitely hats off to the mother-in-law. That's an incredible inspiration there.
It truly is. I couldn't imagine being that old. I would imagine that a lot of people, you know, really would decline, you know, quickly if they broke something major like that at that age. They would, you know, kind of give up, I think. But, yeah, she's a trooper.
I'm definitely keeping her in my thoughts there. And you as well, that, you know, you get through your issues there. And, you know, the best that you can anyway.
You know, on another note, my ex-wife, her mom had the same knee replaced 7 times, if you can believe that. I had a hard time believing it too, but sure enough, poor Marion had her knee replaced 7 times. Again, there's an example of a trooper. She retired from her job and still volunteers there. So, I don't know what it is with me and ex-mother-in-laws and current mother-in-laws, but they seem to be tough.
I hope Dad want to make some jokes right now, but nope, I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, copy that. It's real easy to walk into a joke like that. You know, I'm probably one of the only people in the world that never has complained about their mother-in-laws, and I was only married one other time, so I've got, you know, just the one kid, but yeah, I don't know much else. I've got a doctor's appointment today, kind of an important one, and then from there we're going to shop for a little bit and come home and try to enjoy the rest of the day and hopefully not choke on the thick air.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised when I just came out of work and 64 degrees up here right now.
We woke up to 55. And I spoke with Sheboygan Bob a little bit ago, and I do believe it was a little bit warmer in his location, surprisingly.
Well, roger that. Yeah, kind of funny how that Michigan weather works. I was down in Troy the other day when you guys down there got that big rainstorm. That was not at all fun.
That storm blew through here in about 2 minutes, and then, you know, 30 minutes later, it was sunny again, it felt like. I did hear, I think, Chad talking about the weather that he was getting, and I clicked on the radar and saw that, boy, that one storm surge seemed like it went right over the, you know, the Bay Area there or whatever, and then it turned and it looked like it came right in inland. It was really strange, just that one spot, but boy, it had some power to it, I guess.
Yeah, we were down there and getting ready to check into a hotel when it hit, and just running from the car to the lobby of the hotel, I was literally drenched.
Yeah, fun times, fun times. Well, I don't know a whole lot else. What do you got going on today? More of the same?
Yeah, pretty much. Gonna just got done running an errand here and headed home, and I am going to bed. I only slept a few hours yesterday and had to work last night, so yeah, I'm definitely ready for some sleep.
I'll copy that. Yeah, I heard you reach out. I wanted to say good morning real quick. Been very fortunate. I spoke with Sheboygan Bob. I was able to catch Jack for a minute. Met a new contact named Rob. Had a good conversation with him. He's new to the community. And yeah, I don't know much else, really. So I guess this is WRPB 448, 3rd Groveland Township, and I am clear on your final.
Roger that there, Kurt. As always, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I'm glad to hear things are maintaining down your end there, and my thoughts and go out to your family and you there, that it continues that way. We will talk to you again soon. As always, it's a pleasure. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring for a few more minutes here.
WSGH 9223.
Station 922, WIUG 88.
Hey, good morning, Jack. WSGH 922.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing good. It's a beautiful day. I'm on my first cup of coffee, so I'm just starting out.
I'm on my first one, too. I was up at 8 o'clock. I went on the GM and give my answer. Do you go to State Fair or County Fair? No, we have State Fair here. About 40 years ago, I used to go there, every time there is one. And it was nice.
Yeah, we got a County Fair is the only thing we got up here that I've been to, but over the years. I haven't been in a long time, but yeah, I was just pulling up the East Coast Reflector page here when you called back.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what I said, it shows on the East Coast Reflector. Shows everything, I guess, that's what they got it.
Yeah, it's got an Excel spreadsheet, and it shows the question of the day up in the left corner, and then everybody's name, where you're from, and then what your answer was. So it's kind of cool. It'll be like that until tomorrow. Well, Monday. I guess they don't have it tomorrow, but it'll be up there until Monday.
Well, that's good anyhow. Anyhow, I don't know. I have denture teeth today. I got to go there. They have to grind them a little bit more. They don't have to sink. So I have to go to find out what time we get out or not. But I don't know if it's going to be today coming up or not.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, Jack. Whenever. Whatever works out good for you. I remember Sean, when I was talking to him yesterday, he said maybe he might join you, but he just said, got some, let him know. But I don't know if that's going to work out or not. But anyways, maybe another time we can do that. Whatever works, Jack.
No problem. Hey, that guy is still out there. I went out there this morning at 266. He was still out there. That guy probably don't.
Oh, really? I'll be darned. Yeah, I pulled it up last night. It was like 180 QSOs he had.
He didn't mind talking to everybody either.
Including you.
Well, he didn't talk to me. He know me.
Yeah. You got that right.
City ain't no penny or two pennies.
What was that? Say that again.
That he knows that Detroit Rock City ain't no one penny or two pennies.
Yeah, okay. Detroit Rock. Yeah, never mind.
Greg, I gotta have some more coffee. It's on the other side there of the house. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. Good talking to you anyhow. Take care. We'll talk again today anyhow. WDIG. Look, I got me screwed up now with that guy. Talk to you later. 844-448.
Jack. We'll talk to you later, buddy. WSTH-922, we'll be clear.
For the IUT, for 88 Cliff.
Call sign.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH922 on the mobile.
WRON-813, anyone got a copy?
WSBM 993 on the mobile and monitoring. WSGG 772 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993, station 993 from WSID 817.
WSID 817, WSBM 993 mobile, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today, Chad? I heard your call sign and wanted to shout out and see how your day was going. How's it going?
Roger that, I appreciate it. Going pretty well, not too bad, but going all right.
Yeah, copy that. Well, it's Friday, and it's good news for me. But I had, I'll tell you about a little incident I had last night. I was out here with my dogs, and I didn't have my one dog tied up, and she went and took off down the road. And she went running around the neighborhood for about 30 minutes. Scared me half to death. I could hear I was chasing her around and trying to find her, but she ended up coming back okay.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm glad you got her back safely and everything. Sounds like you might need some better fencing or something around your house or something. What's going on? Are you fenced in or no?
Yeah, I'm fenced. I got a fence. But there's so many vulnerabilities. Ducky can sneak right underneath the fence. There's places she knows she can get out. And then Cassidy can jump right over it. So I got to keep them both tied up.
Yeah, copy. Well, I'm glad they came back safe and everything, and everything's good now. That's great. Going anywhere for the weekend, camping or anything?
No, not this weekend. I'm going to stay home and go to the shelter this weekend, walk some dogs, probably hang out with Station 305 and go swimming in the pool.
Yeah, copy that. Haven't really heard anything lately from 305 out here or Ben lately. They really don't get in too much on the GMRS radio that much, do they?
No, you could say that again. Yeah, Lori, I mean, her husband doesn't like it, so I don't think we're going to be hearing much from Lori, except on rare occasions. But I asked Ben about it, and he's like, yeah, I do. He likes listening to it, but he doesn't know what to say. So he's too nervous to throw his call sign out sometimes, but I think he likes to listen from time to time. But it's not very consistent.
Yeah, copy that. WSBM 993 for radio identification. So have you been playing around much on the other bands lately over on the general license side of things with the ham radio side with your new rigs and stuff? How's that been going?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, I got my general license a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and then... let's see, I ordered my HF rig and everything came in. I haven't set it up and tested it yet, but I plan on doing that very, very soon. I'm going to my local club meeting tonight. I think it's at 7 or 9 or so. I think it's at 7, but I'm going to a local club meeting tonight to ask them what would be the best to do with the stuff that I bought, because I've got a multi-band vertical antenna I want to set up, and I'm not sure if I should be setting it up like on a hoist, or not a hoist, but a mast or whatever. So I'm going to ask a couple guys' opinions on that one during the meeting tonight.
Copy. For sure, yeah, definitely. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad things are going good on that for you. Definitely. But, yeah, appreciate you jumping in there and giving me a shout, man. Always good to hear from you and talk to you. I really haven't heard anything from Chuck out here lately on the radio lately. WSAA336. Hope he's doing well. I'm going to have to give him a text or something and see how he's doing. Have you heard anything from him?
Actually, I was going to ask you the same question, because usually I talk to him, you know, a few times a week or whatever in the morning, but I haven't heard from him since I got back on vacation, so it's been like a couple of weeks since I've talked to him, but if you have the mind to, go ahead and text him and let him know what we're wondering about him.
Yeah, copy that. I'll probably send him a text or give him a call or something maybe here in a little while and see what's going on with him. But anyway, Mike, good talking to you, man. Good hearing from you. Thanks for the shout-out. We'll definitely do it again. It's always been a pleasure talking to you, as always. And we'll talk again soon, my friend. But for now, we'll be clear and monitoring after yours, WSDM 93.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring. WSID 817.
Yeah, that's T902. 973 out there. That's T902. 973, you guys ready on? No response, 973. WSFT 902.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR, clear.
WSS, put a new antenna up. Can I get a radio set, please?
You're loud and clear.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
This is WSIP 284 to WSIO 946. Do you copy? WSIP 284 to WSIL 946, do you copy? No copy, 946, WSIP 284, clear monitoring.
94, WSIL 946, I copy.
What's up, Ralph? It's Alex, WSIP 284. I hear you got a new antenna.
Well, I misspoke. My old one's repositioned and hanging properly, and just making sure it was getting out there. It's not new. You know what I got? I got a J-pole. Or no, Slim Jim.
Well, Roger that. It's WSIP 284. I just thought when you said you're messing with an antenna, I thought maybe you made a new one, so I was curious. That's all.
284, so you're not Alex. What's your personal?
This is Alex. Alex is 284.
Copy that. Who's 481?
841 is Jason.
Yeah, copy that. I got it straight now. I got it straight now, Alex.
It's all good. How are you doing today?
Well, it's going pretty good. My housekeeper just left. I didn't want to praise her too much while she was here. That's a wonderful thing.
Roger that. It's really helpful to have someone who is, does a genuinely good job to help you out.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm a bachelor, so things have been known to get out of hand here, but not since she's been coming to take care of biz for me. And she is genuinely good and sweet, and everything's great. I love her to death.
Well, it's awesome, man. Good to hear. I actually had to finish up writing a review, so I'm going to step back monitoring, but I was curious about your antenna. Good to hear you're doing well. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 284. Great talking. Great hearing you. WSIL 946. Be good.
Hey, Terminator. This is your daily reminder that you're with Saggy Titties. Thank you.
6 Hughes.
WRUV-803 doing a radio check.
80 WRUV-2445 in Boynton County. You have to be loud and clear, sir. WSHR 566 to WSDU 844. You got a happy out there. WSHR 566 to WSDU 844.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSGG 772 mobile monitoring St. Clair Shores.
St. Clair Shores, WRZT 544, Bob and Sheboygan County, over.
Seven seven two St. Clair Shores, you're coming in loud and clear.
Same here, 722. All systems go. What's the weather doing down there at the moment? Over.
Clear sky, sunny, 77 degrees. And the water, the Lake St. Clair is beautiful. Looks like maybe 1 foot waves, if that.
Do that. Headed that way here day after tomorrow. Roger that. Keep doing what you're doing. You're sounding good up here in Sheboygan, sir. You and yours be safe. WRCC 544. Clear monitoring on your final, sir.
It's Chan with you. This is WSGG 772. Mobile monitoring. St. Clair Shores.
Evening, St. Clair, WRZN 493, going eastbound 96, just past Mount.
772, St. Clair Shores, you're blowing my speakers, you're coming in loud and clear.
Hope this is a little bit better. Oh man, that water sounds real nice right now.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. I hope to get the jet ski out there this weekend.
Well, I hope you have fun out there. I'm going to stay monitoring. WRZN 493.
WSGG 72772, Motor Modeling, St. Clair Shores. WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772. Do you copy?
WRZN 493, solid copy, 5 out of 5.
No, negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772, mobile monitoring in St. Clair Shores.
WSBY 438 on the band.
Here. RUG 488, WRTX 957.
I thought I heard Jack out there.
WRMZ 294, you got a copy WTX 957.
Hey, Dave.
Nah, you figured it out.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, or fool me once. How does that go? I won't get fooled again. I'm north of Flint, so I'm on the 725 machine. I'm not sure where I'm at. I mean, where the repeater's at.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I think I fooled you with my call because you haven't heard my call in a while.
Well, I'm using that 771 rubber duck on right now, so it's like full quieting the repeater wherever it's at. But yeah, my exit 125. Anyhow, okay, I'll catch you on the other one. I thought I heard Jack out here.
All right, I'm clearing. WRMZ 294.
WRTX 957.
This is WSAB 841, WSIP 284. Do you copy?
No copy, WSID 284. This is WSAD 841, clear and monitoring.
ERC.
Easy there, big guy. WSDY 438. You don't want to strain your milk.
And I want to wander, Brian.
I didn't hear that. You say you wonder if you're a boy? You sound good. Sound good. WSDY 438 on the band. Like Mama said, you take yourself everywhere you go. You never get rid of that reputation. It sticks right with you. Yeah, tell me that's what you are. WSDY 438, we're listening to all this good stuff.
This is WSIT 284 to WSJV 841. You copy? Hey there, WSIT 284. This is WSJV 841. I do copy. What's up, man? I was just walking back in my house. It sounded like I may have missed a call. Oh, not a whole lot. Yeah, a little bit of a weird day. Oddly enough, I was waiting for a call from the surgery team to know what time to show up on Monday, and apparently they delayed me till the 22nd without telling me, so that's cool. Roger that. Well, hopefully your surgery team is more competent. Yeah, I'm really hoping so. So far, the U of M scheduling department is not super great. They already bumped me once for 3 months, and then, yeah, it's supposed to be Monday, and then they bumped me again for 22nd. So, yeah, the hopefully they're better with their hands than they are their calendars. Sounds like they think this is Canada, maybe Australia. Copy that. Yeah, I've heard they've got some pretty lengthy problems over there as well. And it's like, okay, so I finally, I went years without insurance, or health insurance, and so I finally hop on the bandwagon there. And, yeah, so far, not super great. I don't know if it's the medical system as a whole is like that or just U of M specifically. Certainly kind of feels like every system as a whole is like that anymore. Nobody really cares about competency in their workplace. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, seeing articles about how U of M's coming out with the world's most advanced laser, this and that, all sorts of new innovations, and they can't even seem to keep a calendar straight, so I hope they don't blow up their laser or something, or, you know, miscalculate something somewhere else. I read about that laser. It's called like Zeus or something, and its burst is equivalent to like 100 times the entire world's power output. Wonder if my scheduler did the math on that one. That's a pretty bold claim, but yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't doubt it's real because we've had stuff like that since the late 80s. A long time since. Yeah, other than that, I got another menu today. I'm trying to work from least favorites to most favorites. So I escalated from the tortellini yesterday to the Italian sausage menu today, and wasn't terrible, but nothing I would like seek out of the bunch by any means.
Roger that. I think those are my least two favorite menus. And speaking of, I brought back Chick-fil-A that I'm about to eat, so I'm going to clear out for a second. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear on your final and monitoring.
Roger that. I'll enjoy your dinner. This is WSAB 841, clear and monitoring.
WSVM 993 monitoring.
Is there anybody listening on the repeater?
Yes, that's Chicken, WSIL 946.
Yeah, WSIL 946, how am I coming down the repeater with this handheld? Copy that. It's a good to know. We were a little bit in the noise with that last transmission.
Yes, sir. I'm having a little squelch issue myself. Dave, 793, has had we talked about the issues. This DB20's in the... It's like the squelch will stay open a lot and drive you nuts, and you know, you just, no matter how high you set the squelch.
Copy that. So just outside with the handheld, a little campfire going with the family. Just thought I'd see how well I can hit it from here. I've only tried within, like, inside the house before. In from our campsite a couple weeks ago, but we were just a little too far away then.
Copy that. Well, sounds pretty good. I'm going to go clear here. WSIL 946.
WSIL 946. Have a great night. WSCH 981.
This is WSAB 841 at 841 p.m. monitoring.
King, where has the time gone? 841, hey. WSAB 946, what's going on, Jay?
Hey there, 946. Yeah, it seems like the days are already getting shorter. How's your afternoon treating you? Copy that. It is good to have a little bit of relief from the heat, but it almost feels like it's fall too soon.
It's not over till it's over. It's not fall yet.
I don't know if there's any Game of Thrones people out there, but yeah, winter's coming. It's coming, that's for sure. But yeah, I guess not yet. There's still a good probably couple weeks left of some over 70s.
We're just getting August. We got another month. The heat's
Yeah, I suppose late August, a lot of times we'll have a couple scorchers or like a pretty hot week. So yeah, I suppose we're probably not done with summer yet, but with the days getting a little shorter, it's a little almost chilly outside. It's the feeling's there anyway.
A little bit chilly. I'm gonna close the doors and just relax a little bit. Copy.
Copy that. Yeah, I haven't opened the windows quite yet. I'm kind of like, right now I'm riding the air conditioner at about like 76, I think. So I first get home, it's still a little warm inside, and then around 7 or 8, I end up cranking it down. I think that's when the rates change.
Well, yeah, they get a little cheaper after, I don't know, 7 or 8 o'clock. Different summertime. Generally, it's cheaper electricity.
Yeah, I've been trying to raise it in the morning before I leave for work and then wait until, yeah, I think it's 7. I'm pretty sure it's CTE. So, I get home and wait around a little while. And actually, the last couple days, I haven't even really turned it back down because it hasn't got that high.
Well, I know this whole last month, that AC is just running hot. I'm going to need a new electric meter. This is probably burned it up.
Copy. How do you think you burned your meter up, Ralph?
It was kind of be funny here. You know, I need new ball bearings. It's just been working so damn hard the past month. And, you know, I might have to have another new one.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's cranking pretty fast the last few days, or last few weeks anyway. I gotcha there. No copy 946. That was a lot of chopping static.
Well, yeah, I'm having trouble with the squelch. It won't break yet.
Yeah, I've heard that squelch problems can be a little bit of a gremlin.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I moved it around, same antenna, only 6 to 8 feet away. You know, I had a pretty scrappy match, like almost to rehung it. My match is like, you know, 1 feet. And,
all 946, it sounded like you said something about trying to get a match and maybe a 2, I'm assuming SWR. Yeah, in my experience, at least with my homemade J-poles, I mean, 3 inches can make, like, clear as day turn into complete static. It's kind of crazy.
Crazy how the match went. Well, I just picked this radio up, medium. Maybe I can communicate with it now.
Roger 946, that does sound better. I might tend to lean towards trying high out real quick.
There's the high side. It's all she's going to go, Captain, right here.
Well, 946, that is actually a huge improvement, actually, so I think that's working for you.
Alright, Jason. Hey, I'm gonna get myself something to eat here, and I gotta go clear after your final 841 WSIL 946.
Copy that, 946. Yeah, that it does sound leagues better. I don't have to strain to hear you, so if you have to put a fan on it, that's where it's at. But this is WSJB 841, clear and monitoring.
Out there and lost your watch. The time is 9:22 p.m. on the dial. WSDY
438. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 847.
WIUG 48,
copy.
This is WSIS 257 testing out of Boston, Michigan. Testing.
Sounding good in Mount Pleasant, WSDY 438.
WSFZ 793
is listening. This is WSJB 841 monitoring from Western Oakland County.
WSJI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSFC 902, are you around anywhere? WSFC 793.
It's the legend.
Pardon me? No contact, station 902. WSFC 793, I'm listening.
Sounding good in Isabella County, Dave. WSTY 438.
Hey, Roger that. Appreciate it. I just looking to see my old friends out here. And I don't know, just noodling around doing what I'm doing there.
Copy that. Part of it, the repeater over here, I'm getting two different repeaters there. It's come in there giving its call sign some way of talking, but I heard you say doing what you're doing. I hear you. Same over here. Just passing time of day. Have a good night there. Appreciate the shout back, WSDY 438.
Yeah, Roger that, 438. Appreciate the check. Like I said, I just wanted to see if a friend of mine was out here monitoring, and I'm just sitting here noodling around with stuff here on the computer, and I figured I'd just check and see if he's out there. But good evening time to you. Hope everything's good over there, and you sound good through the repeater yourself. And appreciate your comeback there. WSFZ 793.
Have a good night, Dave. Always good hearing you out there. I hear you on there. It's good to listen to you. Take care. Have a good one. Appreciate it. WSDY 438.
Roger, Roger, 438.
This is WSJB 841 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSDH 922, monitoring.
Go ahead, 922. WIUG 48.
Where are we going, Jack?
Oh, very good. Except that that guy out there last night, he was, I never had something like that. He was good, though.
Yeah, that that software he had is pretty neat.
Well, you get these guys from Ireland. They're not. They're very smart out there.
Yeah, so those guys from Poland.
Could be they teach them by in school.
What's going on in that garden? You got anything coming out of it yet?
Come on back one more time.
I said, what do you got going on with your garden? You starting to get a bunch of stuff coming out yet?
Those pickles, they come in a little bit at a time. One, two, one, two. They're not coming all at one time. I don't know why, but tomatoes, they're coming a lot, you know what I'm saying, and big. They're very big tomatoes. I already picked about two big ones. And those cherry tomatoes, wow, you should see them cherry tomatoes. They're unbelievable.
What kind of tomatoes are you growing?
Growing Amish tomatoes. Amish tomatoes and beefsteak. And big boy.
Oh, the big boys. All right, yeah, I tried the Amish tomatoes the first time here. They're pretty good.
Tell you one thing, they are delicious. And those hot peppers, I only seen two of them today.
Jen wants some more of that cilantro.
Oh, that's no problem. I'll bring the whole thing for her.
Yeah, she really enjoyed that the last time.
I got some. I want to make. I'm gonna be make sure to take that with me.
Well, you get your dental stuff all done today.
About maybe half the time. I don't know about tomorrow. I gotta wake up tomorrow and see what's in you for tomorrow.
All right, I'll be free all day. Jen's going to Lake Orion to do hair, so I'll be around all day.
I was I will let you know in the morning. Anyhow, I don't want to tie you up to be home all day. You know what I mean?
Okay, no problem. Get a hold of me in the morning.
Yeah, I might go out there for breakfast and come back.
And then take a nap, right?
That is it, number one.
Well, the Tigers lost. I thought they were going to win, but they ended up losing the tail end to the Phillies.
They won five in a row. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's five or not, but I know they lost a bunch in a row, but then they won a couple. But, yeah, they're doing okay.
Yeah, I won't worry about them too much, really. They'll go all the way in, I think, this year.
Yeah, they're 10 games in front of Cleveland. So they're the top in their league. So they got a little bit, I think, relaxed after the All-Star game there, and they're starting to straighten up now.
I believe that. All right, let me see if I can get a hold of the Cleveland man out there.
All right, I'll be on the side. WSGH 922.
WSGI 847. WSGI 847. WIUG 38, copy. WIUG 38, clear.
WIUG 488, this is WSJB 841. I just have a quick question. Did you happen to be on, like, 27 or 28 megahertz earlier this morning, around, like, 845?
No. I don't know which one do you talk about. There's so many of them. I have a short wave, and I have a... Another 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I don't know which one you talk about.
I was just curious because, this morning on my way into work on a Citizens band, I heard some people talking about some gardening, and it sounded a lot like you, so I was just curious.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a CB. That CB was gone a long time ago. Maybe about 45 years. Yeah, I don't have that no more, the CB. I used to be a CBer, and I still remember my cosign, you know. And after that, got too many people, and I quit that.
Copy that, 488. Yeah, I just happened to be scanning channels, and... It was just a gentleman that sounded much like yourself, happened to be talking about his garden this morning. So I just thought I'd check.
Garden? Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I was on GM. I was on the GM repeater this morning. And after that, I didn't go nowhere. I just went back down. That was it.
Well, either way, it's good to hear from you. You're sounding fantastic tonight. Are you doing anything different?
Oh, what is this? I backed up a little bit from the mic. That makes a lot different when you back up a little bit from the mic.
Copy that. Yeah, you definitely sound a little clearer to me anyway than you typically do. Usually there's just a slightest bit of static, but you're coming through crystal clear tonight.
Yeah, thank you. You're coming clear through here. I know where you're at. You're way down there by Oakland, by the lakes down that way, I believe. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly, but I know you're way over there in Oakland County.
Yeah, the far west side of Oakland County in Highland. It's like south of Milford, west of White Lake. You got Hollyden north as well. Yeah, Waterford's pretty nearby. It's all little cities that it seems like a lot of people haven't heard of, but a little way, a couple minutes east of Howell.
Yeah, I've been down there a few times up that way. I used to have a friend live in Pontiac in the 2000, but he passed away anyhow. He used to live there in Pontiac, and we used to go, me and him, all this White Lake and all that. And we used to have a route, chip route. I used to run the manager chip route, and the guy didn't show up. I had to take his run up, all that place over there by White Lake and all the other ones out there by the lake. I ran that route for like a month, and after that he came back.
Copy. Yeah, that's pretty cool. 59 seems to be the road that kind of connects all the local areas between. I'm basically at like 59 and Milford Road.
Yeah, I know where 59 is. And that, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I like 59, but I don't like it at all. When you go, I don't know if you ever been that way or not. You go to 59 all the way down, there is no exit for like 10 miles. And it's not. To me, I didn't care because I had a brand new truck. I didn't care, but these other people, there were about four or five cars on the road. 10 miles, there's no exit at all. And that's no good.
Yeah, if you, from me, if you hop on 59, you can take it all the way to where it turns into like 96. Like, it's just like, there's no end to it. It literally just turns on a 96, and that's like a good deal down, like towards or maybe even past Howell. But yeah, that's a long stretch where it's one lane and there's not much going on.
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying. I have a good friend of mine. He's there at Howell. The name is Mike. I haven't heard anything from him. He was in a GMRS. Then he got his technician ticket. So then he came back one time. I don't know. I usually hear him on Saturday or Sunday night.
Copy that. It's still pretty cool that you know the area. It seems like most people on here have not really that good of an idea of where I'm coming from. So, yeah, I'm like just shy of 40 miles out from the repeater. So, it's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, yeah. But if you're high enough, you don't have to worry about it. Like they said, I'm here in Rochester, and they said you're about 100 feet higher, yeah, on the higher ground. So that's why I don't know if you know that or not. I reached Cleveland. I reached New York, Buffalo, New York. I was reaching, and I had a guy there in Buffalo, New York. He used to call between every like 3 months. He would be out there in the morning. I thought, you know, we talk. I used to talk to Midland. About 3 years ago, yeah, we got to Midland straight from here to there.
Wow, that's that's some impressive distances. Were they coming through a series of length repeaters, or did you just reach right on out there?
Before it was no links at all, believe me. No link at all, but, you know, they just come in. You know, when you get a clear shot with a clear sky out there all day, and that's when you get a clear shot anywhere else, because that's how these repeaters are. They are, you know, faced, I can say, I don't know, about 80% or 75% at the clear distance. You know what I'm saying? Like the one, you know, I talked to Cleveland. That repeater is just right on that Lake Erie. And you know, in Lake Erie ain't no water on, ain't nobody house on that Lake Erie. All the trees growing there.
Copy that, 488. It is pretty cool when the weather cooperates. I do have my pizza delivery driver pulling into my driveway, so I do have to let you go for a minute, but it's always a pleasure to chat with you. This is WSJB 841 here, monitoring on your final.
Problem. Enjoy the pizza. Take care, and have a good evening. WIUG,
488. WRE, 488. It is WRFK, 359, down the radio side. You got a copy there, Jack?
Well, hello, good old Robert. How you doing today?
Besides a headache, I'm doing just fine. I was mostly just listening. I listen more now. I found you on that one channel on my scanner the other day. It was yesterday. You were talking with Spike. But other than that, nothing much.
Roger, which one, on the ham site? Is that what you're saying? Because I always, every day I'm on that GM.
Yeah, on the ham site. I think it was GM. Because I heard you talking to somebody else, the other guy. I think he was somewhere in Michigan here.
Hey, Robert. That is always stuck on that GM. You know, the repeater, you know what that repeater? It's right on top of the Renaissance. That's their repeater.
So, our repeater, his neighbor was your repeater, didn't he?
As a Detroit repeater at Compass Marshall.
How many watches do you have? The same or the item?
That's almost the same, Robert. Anyhow, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine, yeah. I'm just wanting to use YouTube right now. I need to take out those super fast trains over like in Japan and Europe, you know, and so forth.
Yeah, Roger that, Robert. All right, let me back out of here a little bit. I want to see if that guy is out there. WIUG 88, clear.
WRFK 359, we're clear.
Hello, Jack. WFGU 844.
Well, good evening, Sherman. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Very good. At least a little bit cooler. Right?
Well, roger that. We have all the windows and the doors open right now. It feels awesome. Even though the dog is panting her head off, but should be all right.
Yeah, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. I had the windows not open too anyhow. I had about four windows open for the fresh air to come down.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it's supposed to go down in the 50s tonight and maybe even the 40s to the north. So who knows what we're going to get. We'll be in between probably here.
You're right. The weather is crazy. One day rain, next day sunshine, then you get 4 days rain in a row, and you get about 6 days 90 degrees. Don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, roger that. So hopefully the next few days will be comfortable. And yeah, Kevin and I and our wives are going up to Lexington on Monday for a few days, right on the lake. We're on vacation, so do some fishing, some swimming, and whatever happens, it'll be nice.
Yeah, I've been down there. I've been, you know, I go there like end of September for salmon, all the way to November. We go every day, every weekend there, we're there. And sometimes we take the trailer and sleep over there for a couple of days.
I copy that, yeah, I guess. We're going to do some fishing, too. Kevin said that there's some good perch fish in there, so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, just throw your line. They will come in, that's for sure. The perch is good too, anyhow.
Yeah, I love fish. Yeah, I had some fish tonight for dinner. So, yeah, love fish.
Oh, yeah. Clean it up good. And put some spices, different spices, with some vegetables, and it really is delicious.
Oh, roger that. Definitely.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's always a good food. Always the fish is a good food. I really like that, you know. For 20 years, on Friday, that's all I eat is fish.
Copy that, yeah. Yeah, it's been now and then, lately we've been having fish on Fridays also, so yeah, there's a little pizza place that serves fish in Emily City. It's called Big Joe's, and yeah, their cod is amazing.
Where about in Emily City? I've been there a few times in Emily City. Is that by that big cow over there what is that? Not 59. Oh, I forgot the name of that place.
Yeah, it's just north of I-69 on M-53. It's right before Kroger. It's on the right-hand side.
I-53. I had a pictures there. I took the pictures there, about four or five pictures for the GMRS. I know you didn't see it, but
It used to be posted on MIA, but not anymore.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the, yeah, Big Joe's is right across the street from the Chevy dealer here in Emily City. I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. I've been down there, really. You know, and I like LaBeer, where you had, I like that. It just, you know, I've been watching the weather there because I really wanted to move there and watch the weather all the time. It's just, the temperature is just not there like anywhere else.
Oh, it's been warm here, but yeah, we've missed, we've been lucky and been either under us or above us, so we've been lucky.
I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. Well, in here, really, you know, that end of June, it was just too much. It was 98, 97, 98, 95, it was just too much. But now we got to July, it came 1 week, same thing, but now it dropped at night.
Yeah, roger that, but we still have summer to go, so yeah. I'm not going to put it in the book yet.
You'll have a good time there. I don't know if you're going to go for it. I don't know if that Big Boy's still open there or not.
What Big Boy you're talking about?
One on Port Huron. We used to go there like between day and day. We used to go eat there and come back. And then Port Huron, we had that. We had a dollar store. It used to be Kmart there. I don't know if you ever been down that way or not. And it's they closed Kmart now, but that's where we were in that corner.
Yeah, I think that's considered Fort Gratiot, but yeah, I don't know if Big Boy is there or not. I know there's still a Big Boy in, oh my god, wow. There's a Big Boy, oh yeah, I can see there's still a Big Boy.
Big Boys, they closed a lot of them down. I don't know what was the reason, but they did. And there's only one here by me on Rochester and 59. And I think there's another one on 13 and John R., 12 and John R., or 12 and a half.
Yeah, there's still one at 59 and Garfield by the college. And I think there's still one in, where is it, Oscoda, Ottawa?
Not too many of them left, so I have no idea why. They were a good restaurant. They were working, too. They were working too hard and making good money.
Copy that, but some of them were slacking, so that's why they're not around anymore. But, yeah, remember the one in Romeo, and I remember the one in New Baltimore, you know, years ago.
So remember, there's one on 59. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah, I remember the one you're talking about in Rochester, or Cloth, yeah, Rochester, Troy area. I think that one, they might have closed recently.
Sometime I go to a Schofield and come that way. I don't see anybody on that parking lot.
Yeah, copy that. like I was talking to someone this morning about the holiday market, and there's not too many of those around anymore. And, I heard a couple of guys talking this morning, and I just broke in, and I said, there's the main one in Royal Oak.
Yeah, that Royal Oak is nothing but a gold mine, really, is that one in Royal Oak. But you know what? You're right. There was a few of them around. And I think a few of them, Kroger bought them. They bought those couple of them, if I'm not by mistaken. I know Kroger did something there. They bought a few of them. And that's why...
Yeah, copy that, man. Times are changing. Yeah, it's terrible. It's like radio stack. And there isn't any radio stack here in Michigan. There's one in Ohio, I heard. And then there's one they call radio stack, but it's not the original radio stack in Owasso. So I gotta go down and check out.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They really used to be a big help. I mean, they have what you need as far as their coax. I bought a lot of coax from these people, and it was a good coax. But the LMR, they had the LMR. You know what I mean? Not on sale. And I bought a big roll from them. And if I'm not mistaken, I bought another two rolls from them after that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I bought a lot of scanners from Radio Shack and speakers and accessories. Yeah, I miss Radio Shack.
Yeah, I still have a scanner here. I bought a scanner for $125. It's a hell of a scanner. Let me tell you something. It's handheld and everything, and it works both ways. By battery or 9-volt battery or by electric, and I still have it. And I tell you one thing: they are whatever number you put in, it comes right out.
Yeah, copy that. I've got about 4 Radio Shack realistic scanners still, pros 96 and 92 and 94. And then I've got a Patrolman, and then like a transistor Patrolman that does VHF. Yeah, they were good radios.
The radios are reliable. They're really reliable. You got this one here, the one I have. It takes 1,000 channel, and I have it all programmed. But now it's dead because everything changed from analog to digital.
Nah, you can still use it for VHF and UHF. It still works. I wouldn't call it dead yet.
I don't know. I can't find too many of these the VHF and UHF. You know, I don't know what to tell you because... I tried, I said, let me put up an outside antenna for those things. It worked a little bit, then after that it quit.
Maybe the radio's getting tired, but yeah, there's still a lot of usage of VHF and UHF out there. Well, you should know, the ham bands, they still use VHF and UHF, so you can always program them for those, and you put an outside antenna, and you still pick up Livingston County for fire, and Shawassee County, and yeah, there's a lot that still can use for that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, most of them I have like a fire department and police scanner.
But now 3/4 of them dead. But there is a few, you're right, there's a few of them there. Like the Beaumont Hospital, which is now they call it Colwell or something like that. You know, I mean, that's still on. I can hear them, but that's not good enough, you know, one or two or three. That's why I bought an antenna for outside. That way you can put it outside and hear the rest of them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great antenna because I hear you now and then hitting the Mayville repeater from your location. So, yeah, that's awesome.
That is in the morning because the band will be open. I had the 600 by the airport in the morning. And I used to hit it every day. But I don't know what happened. They changed the antenna on that. They put the shortest antenna there is out there with that repeater on the 600. And I used to, the 550 and the 725 repeater. I used to, every day in the morning, I used to hear them.
So can you key up the 725 repeater?
In the morning you can, try about, I don't know if you'd be out there or not, about 6 o'clock, 5 minutes after 6, or 6:30, at that time, you could, yeah, because, see, now is a good time, because the clear sky, no rain, no nothing, so you should be able to do that.
I copy that. No, I'm up at 5 o'clock, and, yeah, I'm usually turning on the ball things in my communication G5 to monitor the public safety band on the 800 digital. But, I've heard you out there, and you're hitting the Mayville repeater, but are you using the harvester? Is that what you got?
That harvest, it's a hell, I don't know, it's a hell of an antenna, let me tell you something. I have not seen no better than that harvest antenna. It's 200-watt antenna, and it gets you really, it does excellent job out there. But now I'm on the tram because I'm not on the harvest because I got both of them, the ham side and the GMRS side.
Copy that. So what are you using right now?
I'm using the tram. I'm not even using the DB20. I'm using a different radio, a TYT.
I copy that, but what antenna are you using? Are you using the outside antenna or are you using the inside antenna?
Oh, it's outside. The tram is about, I don't know how many feet it is, but that's what I'm using. The tram 67, I think. I can pull it out for you and tell you which one is it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And how much coax and what kind of coax? Because, yeah, I've got a TV antenna tower beside the house, and I don't use the TV antenna, so I've been wanting to put some antennas up there for my scanning VHF and UHF, and then for GMRS, and possibly when I get my ham ticket.
I can tell you that. Just give me a few seconds, or I call you back, or you call me back, and I tell you. I know it's a tram. I have it here. It's on Amazon. I got it from Amazon, but that if you have just a GMRS, you're gonna need that the harvest. That is the best antenna out there, and this is the honest to God truth.
Okay, so Tramp, like TRAMP.
T-R-A-M.
Oh, so it's just tram, not tramp, it's just tram. Okay.
Yeah, I'll look at it and let you know which one is it. Yeah, it's a good antenna too, you know. And it's not much really, I'm only about 10 feet high from the ground on that antenna.
Copy that. Yeah, because I think my antenna tower is maybe 30, 40 feet up, but I've got cedar and pine trees around it.
Well, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, if you're just going to stay with the GMRs, get one of them harvests. And if you want a harvest, I got one. I can, it's been used, you know, I mean, I use it, but I don't have no use to it for now.
Copy that.
If he can get your ticket, I would not bother too much. I would get my ticket and get the tram. That's T-R-A-M.
I've been thinking a lot about getting my ham ticket because, I want to go further with the radio. So, I'm trying to get Kevin to do the same thing. So, he's talking about it too. So, all right, I'm going to let you go there, buddy. I think I'm going to call tonight, getting tired. Got a busy weekend, and then I'm off next week, and I'm on vacation. Kevin and Tanya, Kelly, and I are going up to Lexington for the week on the lake, so going to let you go. So great talking to you like always, Jack. WSGU 844, I'll be clear after final, my friend.
No problem. You guys have a good time there. Really have a good time up there. That's for sure. It's no better than that anyhow. And that's the life it should be that way. Anyhow, take care and good talking to you. And really, it's not that hard to get your ticket. I'll talk to you when you're ready.
Sounds good, Jack. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to you soon. WSGU 844, I'm clear.
Have a good evening. WIUG
88. WSBM 993 in the mobile, WRUC 488, Jack.
Oh, yes, sir. I haven't heard you in a long time. What's happening?
Oh, just on the road, heading to Detroit. Doing okay. How you doing?
Oh, very good. You're sounding good.
Roger that. Yep, sounding good yourself as well. In Saginaw right now on my way to Detroit. But heard you in there, Jack. Just wanted to say hello. You have yourself a good evening, my friend. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. We'll definitely do it again. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours in the mobile.
Good to hear from you, too. And you take care and you have a good evening. And drive safe for me. WIUG
48. I just want to wave a good evening over to Jack over there, 488, WSSV 793.
Hello, good old Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I just turned around and heard you talking there and figured I'd wave out to you there real quick and Everything's going okay here. Yeah, everything's going over there.
It's going good. A little bit busy, you know. Here, there, outside, clean up, you know that. Cut the grass, and do this and do that. And I got a little bit of vegetable growing. So that keeps me busy.
Yeah, Roger that. Is your garden producing already? Or not already, but you getting a good yield out of your garden, or what's up?
You know, it's getting a little bit, you know what I mean? I mean, I have like three, four pickled cucumbers, and it's not really, I don't know why it's getting a little bit late, I guess. I don't know if it's getting a little bit late or not. The flowering is unbelievable on these, on those pickled cucumbers. But I don't know why it's getting a little bit slow. They're not producing that much. But tomatoes, I tell you, tomatoes are just gorgeous. I caught two of them today, and I still have a lot of tomatoes out there.
Yeah, Roger. How many tomato plants do you have planted?
I have about six, but I have a 12 pickle cucumbers, 12 of them, and they all have flowers. And you should see, I have, you know, trees by them, and they're climbing the trees on me.
Yeah, you got to watch them, man. You let them go, you don't turn them back. They're going to take over the whole garden. They'll grow up, climb up the trees and climb up all the other plants and stuff. But that's good, though, getting the yield, the cucumbers and everything. That's good to hear, though. I don't know, could it be the weird weather we've had, or the heat, you know, I mean, the heat and all that other stuff. It could have something to do with it there, Roger.
If you remember, June, you know, I don't know how many days, but it was hot. It was really hot. Then rain every day. I mean, sometimes you don't need to put water on these pickled cucumbers. Really, you don't need to put no water, like for 3-4 days. And that's how they grow, the cucumbers. But there was crazy rain, almost was every day.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's how it goes. I haven't gardened in years. I used to grow veggies and stuff, and an old man taught me what to do and everything. The only part I used to hate is, I didn't hate it, but when the tomato plants started getting them, would get some big worms. You look out at the garden and you see the little white butterfly flying around the plant. That's the butterfly that lays the egg that hatches into them giant, them big-sized green, ugly-ass worms that eat the plant, eats the tomato plant, eats the cabbage and lettuce plants there, Roger.
I can tell you that you're right about that. I have about, I don't know how many they run around, those butterflies. They're all over. Today, there was one around black, and around is orange and white. It was flying all over the place.
Yeah, that's part of the gig. When I see them flying over the plants, there ain't nothing you can do. You know, every year it's the same thing. You see them fly over the plant, and then as time goes on, I have to go out there and I look at the bottom of the plants where they're coming out of the ground, the tomato plants. And you can see the little poo-poo on the ground. That tells you there's one or two up in there somewhere. Because they can disguise themselves so good on them tomato plants, you got to look kind of hard. But then you see them
big, fat, ugly things, and I got to try to pull them off, and I'll pull them off, and they'll try to bite my finger and stuff. I throw them on the ground and stomp on them, and I used to have to go through that all the time, because you used to have, like, 20, 30 plants, native plants. And, you know, you said that, all that stuff. It was all right, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's enjoyable. You know, you pick them up and all that. But, you know, like, when you pick them up, you just want to eat one. Without washing.
That's a lot. That dirt don't bother me. I pick it up, you know, give it a little tap on my shirt here and there and eat. A little dirt ain't gonna, I'm not afraid of a little dirt, you know. If the dirt's good enough to grow the, you know, to grow the plant, well, it ain't gonna hurt me none. Yeah, I used to do that quite often with the tomatoes. I'd be out there messing around, and I'd see a nice one, and it would just catch my eye, and I'd grab it, yank it off, and give a little rub on my shirt, and go ahead to town and eat there.
I see what you're saying. Well, good talking to you, Dave. You take care. I gotta get something to drink. So we'll catch you later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Very good. Very good talking to you. You sound good. Sounding really good. Coming through the unit and. You know, everything's good to know that everything's going all right for you. Good to hear. Anyway, you take care. You have yourself a good evening. And WSRZ 793, and I'm listening.
I want to try to see if he's out there. A friend of mine. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. I guess he's not out there tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I'll get it to him tomorrow. WIUG 48 is clear.
793 from 202.
Hey, come on, Scott. What's up?
What's going on, Dave? I just came in. I heard you talk, you and Jack. Modulating, so I thought I'd jump in there and see what's up. I ain't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, Roger, I got a mouthful of Nutty Buddy or whatever here. Yeah, it's been a little bit. I haven't been getting out here much. Things going and stuff. How y'all doing over there?
Hey, man, we're surviving out this heat slow down a little bit, you know. Out here working in that sun, man, really takes a toll on you day after day. But, you know, it's cooling off and it's doing better, you know.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I got my window open, man. It feels nice. Man, it's them past few days, that heat, man, was really getting to me. Making it tough to breathe a little bit and everything. Well, and wildfires and all that other BS. But, yeah, I got my window open. It's pretty nice, man. It's got a little breeze coming through, okay?
Heck, man, the past month and a half, you know. It's about time to cool down, though.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think it's going to cool down sometime, it can't stay like... Can't stay like that, well, and again, I better not say that, because it's in Michigan. It could stay like that all into November if it wants to, you know. Got to kind of watch that there. But I'm glad it's cooled down. It feels a lot better, okay?
Yeah, you know, when you're out there, you're outside working, you got a respirator on and a mask and all that crap, you know, goggles and you're grinding cement, you know, I got pretty pissy, man, last week, but, you know, we made it through and got it done.
Yeah, I bet you that was tough. I can imagine, man. I, a couple mornings there, I went out on the back porch, man, to sit down and, you know, relax a minute outside, man. I went out there, I turned around, come right back in, man. No way. So I can imagine, you know, you outside doing some mount work and everything and this stuff. Ooh.
Yeah, we kind of gave up on that full covering, man. Too retired, and I went to doing freaking block, man. So, you know, nobody changed here.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I'll be back in a few. I made up my mind. I'm going to call my pizza guy up. I've been sitting here making my mind up. I finally made my mind. I'm call my pizza guy and get me a sub up in here or something. So I'll get back with you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793 over the phone.
Hey, man, roger that. Yep, I just out there cleaning the garage up. Got both of my Harleys all cleaned up nice and sitting there, whatever. I came in making some grilled cheese, man. That's all I got left in me, man. WSOZ 202 and we're clear. David, you're still out there, man. Where do you order your subs from?
WSAL 946. Copy is always great for me. WSAL 946. Okay, 793, you out there? Down there, because it's still a little rough.
And we'll catch you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Hey, Dave, where do you order your subs from?
Little Italy, 12 and Hoover. Good stuff, man. I always order from them.
There you go. I'll give it a shot, man. WSUV202, and we're clear. Yeah, right.
You, if you do, man, you won't be disappointed. Guaranteed. It's good stuff. Nice and messy the way a sub should be. I'm just going to sit here and stare out the window and wait for this guy to pull up, girl or guy or whoever to pull up and snatch my sub. So I'll talk to you in a minute. WSOZ 793.
Hi, Dave. I heard you. Somebody started to double with you, but I heard y'all.
Hey, Dave, you still having squelch issues with that DD-20?
Yeah, still having them.
Hey, this is WSAL 946 Ralph. I started having it today, but I'm working on, I think I figured out my problem anyway. Same thing, it was just squelch, it just laying in there, man, it's irritating. Move my antenna around, and so I'm still in the experimentation stage, but it quit.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it ain't doing it all the time, just sometimes, but it's annoying. Sometimes the squelch, the repeater lets go, and I get air noise, and then it'll squelch out. And sometimes after the repeater lets go, it'll air noise till I reach over and smack the, if I smack the key bar on the mic, you know, if I quick key, one smack on the key bar on the mic, it shuts up.
Yeah, same issue that happened to me today. Well, let me tell you, I butterfly DD-20 antenna hanger is a hanger. Just roll them up, hanger in the window. Everything just sloppy mess all over. Worked perfect until today when I tidied things up.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know what it is. I really haven't bothered to try to do it. I did a factory reset and reloaded it, but I might look around and see if there's any updated. Sometimes it don't bother me, sometimes it does, you know what I mean?
I sure do. It bothered me right from the get-go. But anyway, I put the antenna back where it was, and it quit.
Yeah, roger that. I'm staring out the window here. Let me get back at you, Ralph. I want to before I get to the door so the dogs don't go stupid on me. I'll catch everybody in a minute. WSOC 793.
Roger that. Come on back, all I caught was 3-6.
WRFX 966.
966, hey, WSAL 946. I think I'm bouncing off the Detroit repeater. Seems like Tom Clemens is acting up a little bit. Everything seems weak on my receive end anyway.
I was on Mount Clemens for my first call out, but yeah, I'm close enough. I'm sitting in the backyard watching the fire and just relaxing before I go inside, go to bed. If you guys see anybody who's out here.
Yeah, me too. Just sitting around trying to get sleepy here and all the night here real quick, I guess.
Yeah, well, my work day consists of computer stuff all day long. 8 till 5. Then I came home, did yard work. Then, I got back to the garage. Not quite done, but I'm done for the day. I'm cooked.
Well, you were kind of fading there, but I kind of understand. Man, ain't life great, you know? It just never ends. I'm finally retired, and I hate it, but I don't have to do all that. I don't have to get up in the morning anymore.
Yeah, well, I took the day off from my normal job, and I was over at the church setting up the new computers, because, you know, everybody's freaking out about the end of life for Windows 10, and the Archdiocese kind of mandated that everybody needs to upgrade. So I was working on that, and then, it said the yard work, the typical stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. How do you feel about updating to 11? I know they're going to stop patching 10, but what do you think?
Well, I don't think a hacker's going to go after me, or a little mom and pop shop, or the individual parishes and that sort of stuff. There's nothing really there for them. So, the fact that they're not doing any security patches, unless you pay for it, but I'm hearing now that there's a way you can get that one-year extension for free. Yeah, I'm going to use Windows 10 for the next couple years.
I copy that. I hope I can. I hate switching OSs up. How do you like 11? I mean, would you rather have 10? What, either way, which one would you pick?
Break. Go ahead, break.
Yeah, it's Dave here again. I just wanted to tell you guys, my computer here that I'm using now has both 10 and 11 in it. But I use the 10. I always go, when I light it up, I always go over this. I run on 10. But I have 11 on this computer, too. So, whatever the case may be, if I have to go to 11, I'm already here. So, all right, gentlemen, I just wanted to throw that in.
Honestly, it doesn't make that big of a difference. I've had a Windows 11 laptop for a couple of years now. And there's minor differences other than the cosmetic crap, the new start button, start menu. But there's a program called OpenShell that'll let you go all the way back to like a Windows 7 type of start menu. Other than that, I mean, the nuts and bolts of it from what I do, setting them up on the internet and the domain and all that sort of stuff, there's not a lot of difference. And then the one CBS program I got for programming my one Motorola radios, I found a version that Windows will allow you to do it, so it doesn't matter. I bought one for I bought a Windows 11 machine for $115. It was a refurbished thing. And other than, like I say, the cosmetic, it does not operate much different.
Yeah, I've played around with some Linux, different operating systems. I guess it's all the same system, it's just different layout. It's all right, but it sure doesn't beat Windows. And I just, like I say, I hate to keep switching up and have to relearn how to get where I want to go real fast, you know?
Yeah, well, I've played around with the iPads and iPods and iPhones. Didn't like those. I bought a MacBook, a used MacBook, so I could basically learn the ins and outs of trying to operate in the Mac OS. Don't care for that. Haven't tried the Linux yet. I think I've got a machine I'm going to throw it on and start playing with it, but
you know, I've been playing around with Windows since Windows was loaded. You were able to load it on a computer with floppy disks back in Windows 3.0.
Yeah, me too. You know, you get into Ubuntu, Linux, or Mint, it's a pretty great system. But personally, I would pull the drive out of it, start with a fresh if you got some drive laying around, and just, I don't know. Linux, it's, you know, a lot of command line stuff. You don't want to screw something up. So I would pull your Windows out of there if you played around with it.
Well, I've got plenty of hard drives laying around. That's usually what I do when I play around with something. It's like the MacBook. I tried upgrading the MacBook as high as I could go with it. And the original OS, the way it came, is sitting in the case on the hard drive. So I just plug it in and I'm back to where it was and I know it works. So yeah, that's the way I usually do it. Like I said, I just I got the Windows 11 so I could get familiar with it when I got the laptop, and I've had no problems whatsoever with the laptop, and I use it almost daily.
Yeah, Roger that. Me too. I'm on 10. I hate to just upgrade. I'm sure it'll be fine. This thing's only a couple of years old. It'll be all right. It's going to be on me to. It'll be quick and easy to learn a couple of things or learn some new things.
The only thing I got to do is when they do stop with the security updates, I got to get an antivirus on there because I won't get the Windows Defender updates anymore. But yeah, other than that, cripes. Why bother replacing a perfectly good computer?
Exactly, especially when it's working well. You know, you rely on the Defender alone right now with 10, the Windows Defender?
Absolutely, it's ranked up there with Norton's, McAfee, and AVG. It's like in the top five in some of the computer magazines. So, yeah, I just used Windows 10. Now, I do have a machine, a Windows 10 machine, that I install and uninstall stuff all the time. I get it from P2P networks. Yeah, that one I've got Norton on. But the rest of my computers, I just got Defender.
P2P? You're not downloading Torrents now, are you, sir?
I test drive software before I buy it.
I was trying to be funny. Copy that.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny anybody their money, but, you know, some of these newfangled versions of stuff, yeah, I give them a try before I purchase the upgrade or I go into it, and I think that should be allowed. A lot of these introductory trials, if they even have them anymore, are so locked down and restricted, you can't even use the software completely. But, I'm born back in the days of shareware, where they gave you a restricted version for free, and then if you like it, you pay to unlock it. I think that should be allowed today.
Yeah, not much of that going on these days. If you do get something, they sure as heck barrage you with trying to sell their product to you. You can't get away from it.
God, I gotta laugh. 5-day trial. Really? Unless you're gonna sit there and play with it all 5 days, is it really long enough to get to know if you want the software or not? But yeah. No, I don't do a whole lot anymore. I do it occasionally. Well, I download TV shows. You know, I'll take and download a whole season of TV shows, and then I'll binge it that way instead of watching the reruns.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, that's why you need that wide open machine that, you know, doesn't have anything personal on it. Take their business with.
Yeah, well, my space down in the basement used to be just computers. I got two laptops and two desktops set up. The two laptops have DV tuner cards in them, and I use them to record VHS to DVD, because you can't hardly buy a VHS machine to play a tape on anymore. You know, the entire library for the Religious Formation Department is on VHF, so a couple of conversions there. And the other one I use for programming my radios and recording my vinyl records onto my computer. And then the other one is the one that I trash all the time.
After that, kind of like how I used to be. Right now, I just roll with my laptop. I don't want to watch TV much anymore. You know, I get on YouTube and all that. I'll tell you what though, a TV card has gotten expensive.
WRFX 966 for ID. Yeah, well, I've had them forever and a day. I used to. Well, I was at work, sitting on the line watching the press go up and down. I would set up the laptop and, you know, watch something, news. TV programs, there wasn't a whole lot on, but, yeah, when I worked midnight, I would just sit there, watch the line make parts, and watch some TV.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm a machinist, so I know about... I know exactly what you're saying. And geez, I've been had back problems for about a year and a half, so I'm pretty much retired right now. And it's not good for me. I hate to get up in the morning, but right now it's like, hey, I wish I could go somewhere every morning.
Yeah, well, I work for Stellantis. And I haven't worked a day of overtime in, well, 5 months. So far, I've worked 2 Saturdays this whole year. They took me off a midnight shift, put me on day shift, locked me down to 40 hours. And if this is the way it's going to be, I'm retiring next year. Because for a little bit less money, I don't have to go there and put up with all the tomfoolery every day, because they don't want to buy punches and buttons for these stamping guys. And they come over to me because I'm the grinder hand, and they say, well, make us these punches or make us those punches. And I'm like, you know, it's a hell of a lot cheaper for you to go buy it. Even if you get a rush order from AIP, it's cheaper than me sitting there making these things. Because it takes me half a day on some of these punches to get 2 or 3 of them done.
Sir, you are preaching to the choir. I've stopped machinists at a couple of places. I'm not going to name where. But, once people figure out what you can do, they just keep coming around wanting this, wanting that. Like, you know, you could just pick this stuff out. You know, in an hour for him. Well, it's not happening.
Yeah, well, I could sit here and complain all day long, but it's not going to make anything any better. I just go there, do what I got to do. When they ask for the impossible, I take twice as long as it should take me to do it, just because. And just roll on down the road. Like I said, if things don't change much, then next year, this time, I will be retired and complaining about not enough money to go do things, not enough places to want to go do things.
Copy that. Copy that. You know, that's well with my back issues. It's not a money issue. It's, not boredom either. It's just like not getting out, not moving, not go stir crazy sometimes. You know, sleep too much. It's just not good. I don't like this retirement.
I imagine being confined day to day because you can't move that well sucks, but yeah, no, I see it that, you know, I want to go out golfing all the time on during the warmer weather. At $40 a pop, you can only go out a couple times a week, Roger.
The car washes around here now are $18. Unless you want to sign up for their long-term stuff.
I'm currently paying $17 a month to Jax for my unlimited number of car washes, which allows me to wash my truck twice a day, every day, if I want.
No, I'm going to check that out. There used to be a Jax on Woodward. Somewhere,
railroad, maybe. Northeast side of 11 and Woodward.
Is that where you take it? Is that where you go?
If I want the full service, I have to pay a small upgrade fee, but yeah, a couple times a year I go there. Mostly, I go over here to 13 and Mound. Because that's the closest one to me.
Yeah, that would be me also. 13 and Mount. Oh, I'm so lying. What the heck is that Mount? It just started there at one point. They just rebuilt that other corner. Now it used to be like a whole bingo hall and stuff. Now it's, what's going on there now?
The old bingo hall is still there and whatnot. They put a little set of strips, stores that run parallel to Mound Road. And the car wash is just north of that, on that same corner.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm right at Gratiot and 696 here. I put a new one up a little south, and it's... yeah, one ultimate wash is $18. You know, and if you want the deal when you go anytime you want, but you got to lay down a credit card. And you know, I did it last winter, and it's like, you know, it's like $40, and I hadn't washed my car. I'm like, what did I do? What did I sign up for? This is crazy.
Yeah, well, I signed up when I bought my new truck back in 2023. And I'm finding I wash it less than I did when it was brand new. But, yeah, during the wintertime, it's nice to get the salt off of it when it starts to get warm outside. I usually will run it through the car wash, get as much of the salt off of it so it doesn't hopefully rust.
Well, good luck with that. Keep it out of there. Blast it out of there. It's the best bet. That's all you can do, you know, unless you're going to climb underneath there with a, you know, a low pressure and clean it, you know, weekly. And it's going to rust in Michigan.
Yeah, well, some of the guys harassed me at work because I won't take my motorcycle out until after the last snow that they salt and a good rain. So it could go up to 70 and you know, it snowed 3 days before and they salted the roads. I won't take my Harley out because I don't want that salt dust getting on there, because that's what it does, is it attracts moisture until it gets so diluted that it can't anymore. So it keeps whatever surface it's on wet, and that's what causes them to rust like that. And then the rock salt is a natural oxidizer, so it's a double but whammy.
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah, it is. It'll eat your cement up if there's enough sitting around.
Yeah, they're all uptight about some of the door frames at work. Because they've been throwing so much the salt, the calcium sprayed salt up against the doors that the bottom of the door frames are rusting out.
Oh yeah, this stuff just used them up. It's WSIL-946 for ID.
Yeah, I remember when I was a younger man, they didn't throw half as much salt out. But then again, car panels were more heavy duty than they are today. And, the paint jobs weren't so thin that one little rock chip and you get a rust spot. So, I don't know. I like my truck. Hopefully, I can make it last. Another 8 or 9 years, I'm hoping, without any major issues with rust.
You bought a ramp?
But of course, I support the company I work for. But I bought a used 2008 ram, and it's sitting at my property up north. And the rust is getting there now, because it sits more just all winter long without moving, and it's got 280,000 miles on it, and it still starts right up and runs.
Well, heck yeah. Heck yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, ram trucks are, I've been in some solid sons of guns that, you just know that thing would pull anything.
Yeah, well, I grew up, my father had a 318, and that son of a gun just ran. He didn't have to work on it very often. And then they got rid of that, and I was kind of upset for a while. But these 5.7 liters, they're not bad engines. They do have an issue with the cam lobes getting rounded off on some of the cams, and that's a manufacturing problem of the people that make the cams, not necessarily the engine, but I got lucky. I got a good one. Right now, it's like I say, been sitting. I got a little bit of an issue. I need to do an oil flush on it because the multi-displacement system seems like it's a little sluggish. And I just got to, run some thinner oil through it and dump it and put the regular oil back in it. It should correct itself.
Be careful with those flushes. They can be pretty strong. Make sure you get a couple of oil changes in, soon after you use the flush.
Yeah, oh, I always do. But I don't do the flush unless I need to. And then I had a 4.3 liter GMC Blazer one time. And I had to use that top-end stuff on it. Boy, all the crap that it just flushed out of the engine and into the oil. I think I changed it 3 times in 1,000 miles before it come out relatively clean again. But it ran good.
Copy that. Hey, listen to this. I don't think I talked to the guy, but I was listening. And he copied yesterday. He bought a new Ford. It's aluminum. And his magnet mount antenna would not stick through the roof.
Yeah, I heard about that. The beds are all aluminum. The body's aluminum. The hood's aluminum. They have a big problem with magnets sticking to them. No, we're still running steel. I mean, our engine hoods, some of the engine hoods are aluminum. And I don't know that on the Rams anything but the engine hood is aluminum. And it's the inner and the outer engine hood. Fenders are all steel still. The daughters are all steel, and all the bed parts that I know that we've manufactured are all steel still. But yeah, you know, they figure they can get better gas mileage because it weighs less, and that's why they went to aluminum. But they also own Land Rover, and they've been aluminum since in the 80s. So they probably brought some of that technology and figured they could make it work.
Just talking, Stellantis owns Land Rover?
No, Ford does.
Okay, because Stellantis, geez, has been, well, in the last 15 years to 20, they've been partners with all kinds of different European companies.
That's because one person sold us out, and the Germans, the merger of equals, that wasn't such a merger of equals, demanded a dollar an hour from us workers while they were profitable, because Ford and GM asked for a dollar and got it, because they were losing money. Well, we said no. They basically took all of our reserves, all of our cash, and left us to die. And the union had to go beg one of the hedge fund places to buy us and keep us going long enough to try and get another buyer. And that's when we were forced to merge with Fiat and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't know. Never was happy about any of it. I just had to live through it.
As soon as you mentioned Fiat, I was like, I was listening to you, but I was talking along with you, but, you know, you couldn't hear me. Yeah, what a bad, what a screwed up situation that was.